The fourth area of transition that you talk about is humanity is consciously evolving. Let's talk about that consciousness. First of all, what's your take on this?
Well, this is just very straightforward. It means, are we paying attention? And I think both the scope of our attention and the depth of our attention as a species has been growing over time. And, for example, I grew up on a farm as a kid, and the scope of my attention was very, very small. It is now, for many people, it's global in scope, our ability to pay attention and to see what's going on. At the same time, there's more depth because through the vehicle of science, we're beginning to explore the nature of consciousness itself. And so we're beginning to use the tools of science to explore the nature of consciousness, so consciousness is beginning to know itself. So there's both more scope, more depth, and we're waking up as a species. We're paying attention. We're paying attention in new ways that are just changing the whole world. And I think the whole theme, the whole world is watching, would apply so much to the Arab Spring. I think it's going to apply to the Tea Party, the Occupy, and the rest. People that want a hearing, finally, and it's not specific to any partisan point of view. It's us that are finally paying attention with sufficient scope and depth to say it's time to step up, and this is our transition. And we were talking about stories of great transition. This is a great transition that's happening right now to the human family.
Sure. Is there anything that governments can do to slow this down aside from, you know, attacking their constituents?
Well, I think governments can do a lot to slow this down and to be distracting and to be in many different ways. I don't see, as I said earlier, I don't see governments being supportive of this kind of rising up of people asserting their frustrations and their right to express. We want a different kind of future here. So I see this takes some courageous souls, whether it's in this country, in Russia, or other parts of the world. We're looking at, I think, at a very historic time beginning to emerge right now.
You're a social visionary as well, Duane. Are you in awe, in shock, in disbelief, or did you expect this with this awakening?
Well, you see, since 1978, I've been saying professionally that by the 2020s, we would be hitting this perfect storm of these trends that I spoke about earlier of climate and population and resources and so on. And so I've been expecting this for decades. What I have not expected is how lackadaisical the response to that would be. I thought people would step up and say, look, our future and the future of our kids and grandkids is now at stake. It's now at stake. Let's pay attention here. Let's be heroes, not villains. Let's wake up our global brain. Let's grow up and be adults here. I'm surprised that we haven't done so, and I'm actually very concerned about our future.
Why do you think that hasn't happened? My take would be because most people are doing relatively okay. We haven't seen that balance of power shift yet. Even though I think the middle class is being eroded away, there are a lot of people out there that are still employed and they're still making their mortgage payments and they're okay. And those are the people who aren't going to be concerned as much as those people who are out of work or they're seeing the Wall Street ripoffs and things like that.
Right.
If that gets higher, I think we got a real problem.
Right. I think looking at the fragility of the global economy, I think this well could get higher. And I think the way for this to transform from almost certainly conflict into a place of cooperation would be through communication. And let's use our tools of mass communication to come to a new level of understanding of one another. Let's have the Tea Party and the Occupiers and all the rest come together in conversation. Let's see if we got common ground here. My guess is there's more common ground than we might think.
when people get together collectively with the conscious mind, and it seems that it mends together, do you think they can do some incredible things with?
Definitely, I have seen it in my own life, and I'm sure you have. That, it, as I said earlier, it's like the teenage mentality of saying, you know, a hidden sense of greatness, where they say, "Look, I can just feel it inside myself. Just give me a chance. Just let me show you I can do something great here." And I think that's how the human family feels. That come on, give us a chance here. Let's not have these institutions, these parental institutions, holding us down. Let's liberate ourselves and begin to build a future of sustainable prosperity, because it's not prosperity that's sustainable right now. So let's redesign ourselves into a future that really does work for us.
Let me ask you a little bit, though, of evil. What happens if evil collectively gets together? Then what happens?
See, I don't accept that premise. That there is such a thing as evil. I do accept that there is ignorance, and I do accept that there is misunderstanding and misdirection and so on. And there are social, psychological pathologists and such. But nonetheless, I think the biggest threat to our future is our own lack of attention to what's going on, our lack of using our global brain to wake ourselves up and really pay attention to our adolescent ways, if you will. And that if we would, for example, take back the airwaves that are ours, that are legally ours, and use a small portion of those airwaves not to stand in the streets and wave signs, but to go into the studio and to talk responsibly and respectfully, it would transform the conversation of democracy.
Instantly?
Within weeks, you could have communities stepping up to a new level of conversation and interaction, and with the Internet, that's easy. And so it isn't just a one-way flow, it's an interactive dialogue. And you could not only see how the general public, but maybe the young folks, the old folks, different groups feel about things. And let's, instead of just a sign or whatever in the streets, we can do better than that. Your quote, you know, Ronald Reagan said, you know, freedom is only one generation away from extinction. Well, this generation has to stand up, claim its freedoms, or they're going to be extinguished, I feel. And so this is a very pivotal time for citizenship.
What could screw that up?
A lot of things, George. Go on, a lot of things. I think, for example, the way that our mass media is now being used, it's really selling eyeballs to the person that has the most amount of money. And it's not a matter of serious politics at all. It's a matter of ads and campaign commercials and all the rest. And so if we wanted to really screw things up, or if we want to transform things, we can do so by really taking a larger role in how we use the mass media. We own the airwaves. We have a hand in that if we want to step above our partisanship long enough to do so. We have a role in how the mass media is used in our society.
Well, we sure do. The big question is, who wins out, good or bad?
Well, what's good?
Yeah, well, that's true. What is good? That's a definition for that.
Well, we can say, look, what's good is that we would have a future for your grandkids and mine, an Earth that works for them. It's not, just devastated with climate change. We would have a future for our grandkids where we're not just totally fighting one another, using all of our scarce resources just to create war, but we would be working actively towards rebuilding and restoring the Earth. And thirdly, I think we would be coming together around a new sense of the universe and the wonderful things that you explore in your program, George, to a new sense of awe that we are here and the mystery of that. So we're in a pivotal time.
Well, we sure are. We sure are indeed. Now, Beyond Breakdown, Building a Promising Future, of course, is what you call that. Is that one of your latest works?
Well, it's not a book, but it's certainly a theme that I've been exploring and giving talks and so on, because so many people have a despairing view of the future, and it's understandable, because in my estimation, our parental institutions have not been paying attention and stepping up to the challenges that we face, and a lot of people rightfully feel across this political spectrum, they rightfully feel really worried, and so it's time for a new level of social. If we want a promising future, it's going to happen because we make it happen as ordinary citizens. We step up and we make it happen. And I think we're in this kind of in-between time right now when people are hoping we're going to go back to the old normal and fearful that we're never going to see that again and not sure what the new normal might be.